you're watching Consider This. I'm Melissa Idris. With me is Sharad Kutan. Let's continue our conversation about what happened in Dewan Rakyat today. Bridget Welsh, Asia Research Institute at the University of Nottingham, Malaysia, joins us on the show now. Good evening, Bridget. Now, there's been a lot of discussion about the legitimacy of this government, the need for a de facto vote of confidence, and the wanting to demonstrate a claim of of having the numbers. But the budget bill was never even made it to the bloc voting. So I'm just wondering, Bridget, what do you think happened in Parliament today? How are you making sense of today's events?
Well, I think there are two different levels to understand what's happened. On one side, you see that Muhyiddin Yassin managed to get UMNO to come on board completely to support him during this process. And I think this was reflected a lot of some accommodations publicly in terms of the issues of the budget. But I would say behind the scenes, more private acceptance and issues on the timing of elections and other things moving forward. I think there's also a situation where the opposition under Anwar Ibrahim basically did not perform as an opposition. It didn't stand up at a key point in time when the public was watching.
Bridget, do you buy the argument made by Anwar Ibrahim that when they listened to what Zafrul was saying, they heard a few concessions, and those concessions, considering the kind of optics and that would play out in the public, they decided to now continue with the budget process, reserving the right to reject it on the 17th of December. Do you buy that argument?
I think it's not whether or not I buy it, it's whether or not the Malaysian public buys it. And I think from the perspective of the fact that there has been an extensive debate and criticism of the budget to when the opportunity came to stand up to oppose it, I think that there clearly was a disconnect with what had been said previously and what happened today. And I think that this is going to be a very big challenge to explain to the electorate why this happened. And the arguments that are saying that that are talking about small concessions and others don't fit with the role that the opposition should be playing, and in a sense of standing up for the issues that were involved in the debate, which did not happen today.
Right. Do you think that there will be repercussions from this? Do you think they will be punished for it?
I think there's high levels of disappointment among opposition supporters, and I think there's confusion of why this action was there, which the fact that they had to have a press conference to explain it to the public really shows that there was a clear disconnect between the comments that were being made and the actions and what happened in terms of their behavior. And I think this has done significant damage to Pakatan Harapan, but also I think it's done damage to Anwar Ibrahim himself, because he is the one who made this decision, and I think as a leader of the opposition, he was not the opposition today.
Bridget, when we look at the 13 MPs who stood up, it's interesting that Mahathir's group, a small one though it is, was solidly behind him, and he put out a statement subsequently stating in very clear terms what his principles are with regard to the government of the day. Is there kind of wishy-washiness, a kind of fuzziness on the part of Pakatan? And if there is, what do you think accounts for it?
Well, I think that, I think that one of the issues is that when they want the count to happen, they want to have the numbers to be able to be solid. And Pakatan Harapan faces a problem in that they have uncertainty in their numbers. There are divisions within the opposition coalition on how to form the different forms of a potential alternative government. And I think those things are playing behind the scenes. And I think they shape in part of what we saw today.
So the budget bill moving past policy stage was a win for Perikatan Nasional. Is this done? I know that there's still, they could be defeated at the committee stage deliberations, but is that likely, Bridget? I mean, how realistically is that to happen? Can Perikatan Nasional take this as a solid win?
First of all, I think they can take this as a solid win in the sense that it showed that Muhyiddin Yassin is successful in being able to get the voice vote. But keep in mind, this was a win that's come after significant public pressure, deals behind the scenes, the use of the mass media to promote the issues of supporting the budget. This is not something that hasn't come with an intensive battle being played. I think this is quite important to understand. I think also that given the fact that the numbers are still quite close and the fact that there is a public and will be a public backlash for the opposition basically giving Muhyiddin Yassin a walkover, I think we might see intensive competitions and issues and contestation over the committee. And, of course, there still is the final reading and the final vote in December.
Ah.
So I think that there are steps ahead that would...
Right. So, Bridget, you reckon there are subsequent challenges to Muhyiddin Yassin's legitimacy ahead?
I think there's going to be a continued process of that. I think every bill that involves a potential vote of confidence question is always going to be a point of contestation. He's not in the clear. And I think that this is just an important victory for him, but the politics and the politicking is not going away. And I think one of the issues will be when the elections will be called. And I think there's clearly indications that there's attention towards elections by UMNO and PAS and other actors. And I think those issues are also very much on the table.
Bridget, do you think in many ways both observers and also the general public interested in politics have got it wrong in terms of legitimacy and the question of holding on to power, that it isn't about the numbers at the end of the day, it's about these rather interesting maneuvers and moments where somebody like Muhyiddin Yassin is able to demonstrate, he's able to push through a legislative agenda regardless of the shifting ground below him?
Well, I think there are still legitimate and genuine issues about legitimacy, which involve the question of mandate and the question of issues of representation and numbers. But I think we also can understand that there are two things we've seen in the Muhyiddin Yassin government. One is that he is affecting the art of the political deal. And second of all, that he uses the levers of power to stay in power. And so, and I think those two things have been quite successful, and we saw some of that being played out today.
Bridget, thank you so much for speaking with us tonight. We really appreciate your time and you sharing your insights, helping us make sense of what happened in Dhow Raya today. Thank you. We're going to take a quick break on Consider This. We'll be back with more. Stay tuned.